How you doing, Joe?
I am joined by Terrell Davis. He is a two-time Super Bowl champ, a Super Bowl MVP, a three-time All-Pro, a two-time NFL AP Offensive Player of the Year, a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, a member of the 1990s All-Decade Team, an NFL Network analyst, and on Super Bowl Sunday.
Wow.
A special 8.5 hours, my man. 8.5 hour edition.
Marathon.
Of NFL Game Day. Morning airs at 9 a.m. Eastern.
We're giving it to them, you know? The fans want to see it. We're going to give it to them.
Dude, you got yourself a cigar, man. Where'd you go?
Yes, I got this.
You starting
me.
Early today or what?
No, yeah,
You got a scotch for that, too?
You know how it is.
I don't know how it is.
You walk around
here. I wish
here,
I did, man.
You get all these gifts to give you stuff. They gave me a cigar, so.
Nah, dude. You know how it is.
Like
no
that.
One's giving me anything, man.
Yeah,
you get stuff like that.
I might take care of that later, though.
All right. So, listen, it's your 20th anniversary of your second Super Bowl win.
Ah, 20 years.
You believe that, man? Isn't that
20
crazy?
20 years. That is crazy. It doesn't feel like 20 years, to be honest with you. I mean, 20 years since the second one, right?
Second one. Oh. So, when you think about that, 102 yards rushing, 50 yards receiving, huge game. What do you remember most about that game?
That we played the Falcons. And I remember before the game more than I do the game because we had a chance to play the Vikings.
Right.
And the Falcons upset the Vikings in their home stadium for the NFC title game. We were about to play the New York Jets before that game. And I remember when the kick was missed. And we celebrated like we had won the Super Bowl because we did not want to face the Vikings. You know, we figured
they were a juggernaut that year, right?
Oh, Randy Moss was on fire. Chris Carter. They were a team that was putting up 30 points a game. And not to say we couldn't have beaten them, but I like to work smarter versus harder. And we felt the Falcons we had a better matchup against.
All right. So then you win that Super Bowl. The year before, I mean, just getting to the mountaintop is one thing, right? But then coming back, when you've got that bullseye on your back and you get everybody's best shot every single week, how much tougher is it
it's
to go back to back?
It's tough, Jim, you know, because like you just said, normally on a schedule you have about 4 to 5 games that you can circle to say, all right, these games are going to be pretty easy. We didn't have any of those games. You know, the teams that we played, even though they weren't as good, they played us like they were championship teams. So every single week we're fighting for, you know, game like Cincinnati, we're down 14 points in the fourth quarter, and we're having to come back and battle. So it's draining us every single week. You can't have that kind of consistent play, you know, the entire year. You need a few weeks where you can just kind of rest and glide. We didn't have that. So that was difficult.
Terrell Davis joining us. You know, you made some really interesting comments, I thought, about what Super Bowl week is like. Now, you said it's tough because there's a lot going on now. There are parties. There are things to do. You have a lot of opportunities. You admitted that you went out, quote, until about Thursday. And then you added, matter of fact, I went out on Friday,
I
too.
Had to, yeah.
I got to ask you, man, how were you able to do that and still show up and dominate the way you did on Sunday? Or is that whole thing about going out totally overrated? Is that not a big deal at all?
It's overrated because here's what I was doing. I did the same thing in the Super Bowl that I did when I was back in Denver. Every Friday night, I would go out Friday night. That's my night. That's our, you know, we're free. We go out Friday night, blow off some steam, have a good time, relax. And then Saturday, you get a little rest day, and then Sunday you play. So I felt like the one thing I couldn't do was come down to a Super Bowl, change who I am and what I've been doing, because that's when you get in trouble. It's when you start doing something completely different, like, all right, it's Super Bowl, so now I need to change my routine. I'm not doing that. Now, I wasn't out at 2 o'clock in the morning. I wasn't out until midnight. I was out until about 11:59, you know what I mean? 11:59, and I came back in.
Just staying with your routine,
that's
right?
It.
Just staying
that's
with
it,
the regimen.
Yeah,
we're talking
it.
To Terrell Davis.
That's
he's a Hall of Famer.
Keep it.
You know, you talk about the key to success in the Super Bowl. Everybody talks about this. Actually, treat it like it's another game. But when you go out there, man, when you see the crowd and when you run onto the field and you realize, man, I've been busting my ass my entire life for this and so have the other 52 guys in this locker room, can you really treat it like another game?
You can try. And I've tried. And you talked about it. There is a moment we all go through. The minute you walk onto that field and you hear the crowd, you see the lights, you see all the credentials, all the media, you see all this color, it hits you like a ton of brick. Huh. This is a huge game. And I'm telling you, I mean, I couldn't feel my hands. I couldn't feel anything. And I was like, all right, T, calm down, relax, reset. It's a big game, but you have to just kind of relax and get your body and your mind back to the way you had it before.
So when is the feeling?
I was completely drained, by the way.
Guys always talk about that, right?
Oh, I was exhausted.
Because of the adrenaline, you're exhausted already.
So through pregame warm-ups, I'm coming back into the locker room, and I am like, I feel like I had already played a game.
Can't breathe, right?
Can't breathe.
Right.
Can't breathe. It's suffocating. So when they talk about, let's say, experience,
right?
That's the experience you get. Is you, now you know, which I did in the second Super Bowl. Now I knew, okay, Tita, you can't burn yourself out before the game even starts. And you know how long the halftimes are. You know all these little things that you, the first time you're thinking about it, you're trying to figure out.
But you haven't been through it.
You haven't been through it. And until you've gone through it, now you know, and you're able to plan a little better.
We're talking to Terrell Davis. He will be all over it on Sunday. Let me ask you. So Bill Belichick, as we know, wants to take away your top weapon offensively every time. How do you think Todd Gurley is going to adjust to that? And if you're Sean McVay, what are you looking to do to make sure that Gurley gets his?
Get Gurley involved often, early. You got to get him going early. And even if you have to give him, like, screens or something that you can get the ball into his hands where he can get out in space and run. But I want to get Todd going early. You know, you got Belichick. You're right. He's going to try to take Gurley away. And there's no question about it. McVay has to find some creative ways to get the ball to Todd and say, hey, I know you plan to stop him, but we're not going to let you do it. And you got to be a little stubborn at times. I don't mean stubborn to the point where it's kind of reckless, where you're going for it on like third and five and you're running Todd Gurley. No, what I'm saying is let's just kind of get Todd involved where he's not thinking about the last game he had and then he's building up all this anxiety about his game. Let's get him going so he feels real comfortable, because I really feel like he's had 2 weeks to think about this game and the one that he had against New Orleans. This is the time where he's like, hey, I got to prove that last week or 2 weeks ago.
TD, running back to running back, what happened to that guy? Or at least as you were watching him, what do you think he was dealing with? Because he didn't look right, obviously.
He didn't look right. And I thought initially that he was dealing with an injury. And not an injury where you can't run, but one where your mind is thinking about it too much.
Initially, you don't think that anymore?
Well, they came out and said he's healthy. And he said that he's healthy. So if a man tells me he's healthy, and I'm going to believe he's healthy. So it's either that or what? You think he just completely just...
Here's my thing. I don't believe them when they say that he's healthy, because you're right. I know where you're going with that. If he is healthy, then what? Then he's shut down.
Exactly.
And I don't think that guy stage is going to shut down. Not when he had the game he had against Dallas. That's my personal take.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Do you think he did? Does that look to you like a guy who the stage will be too big for? He put it on the ground and say, hey, man... And that's it.
So,
he turtles.
So that's what I'm saying, Jim. You have two choices here.
Right.
One is that you believe that he was injured, but they're saying he's not. And
right.
Even Sean McVay came out and jumped on and said, no, he's healthy. I didn't get him involved. And the other thing is, was the game too big for him? I refuse to believe the latter. I refuse to believe
that
Ty got into a game and said, oh, this game is too big for me. So that with that said, Ty's not healthy.
Terrell Davis joining us for a few more moments. Listen, before we go, I want to ask you about this. You've gotten into the CBD business.
Yeah.
How did that come to be, and what kind of an impact has that had on your body?
Oh, it's changed my life. It's changed my life. It had a transformative effect on my life. After I retired from football, I had chronic knee and joint pain. I've had anxiety. I've had inflammation in my body. And for years, I've dealt with migraine headaches, and I couldn't find an all-natural solution to it. And about a year and a half ago, I was introduced to CBD, and it changed my life. I mean, it really took things away. Back down to my playing weight. I've been using it every single day.
Dude, you do look great.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it allows me to work out again and feel like I'm back to being my age. Before, I was feeling like I was a 60-year-old man in a 40-year-old's body. So it's really transformed my life. We're doing it the right way. We're going about our product. It's been scientifically tested, third-party approved. And we have three drinks that's coming out in the spring. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Can you see a time where the league and team owners are going to be open to players using CBD as an anti-inflammatory product?
Yes.
When?
Yes, soon. Soon. Because CBD is the part of it. It's the non-psychoactive part of the plant. It's the one that has all the benefits to it. And so it's an alternative. It's a solution to the pain medications that people are getting sort of, hooked on. And so to have this product out there, it's an all-natural product. And the league has been investigating this. They're looking into a better solution for the players. I know a lot of players who use this product, and they enjoy it. I mean, it really has changed their lives as well.
How could you not want a natural alternative
to
something else? You know, really quickly, you mentioned migraine headaches. I used to get them. I don't anymore. Do you know where they come from? I mean, was that?
They told me so.
What do you think?
Well, when I first had migraines, they gave me a list of all the things that can cause a migraine.
I can't wait to hear it.
Let me tell you this book. It's like an encyclopedia. It's
right.
So big. Everything can cause a migraine. And so part of it they put me on was anti-inflammatories, then called Naprosyn. I was taking two Naprosyn a day
right.
to prevent it. Well, the CBD, it acts as that for me. I can't make any claims to anybody else, but for me, it acts as an anti-inflammatory, so which helps with my migraines. I haven't had one in over a year. So I don't know where they come from. They told me chocolate. They told me altitude.
I was going to say chocolate. That's my favorite one.
Meat, everything.
Stress, man.
Stress.
Stress.
You name it.
I think stress.
Sun. Being out in the elements, so...
The surest way to get a migraine is to sit around and think about how you don't want to get a migraine. And then you'll get a migraine.
Do you get them? You get them?
Not as much as I used to. I did when I was younger, though.
Yeah.
And then they're not a hell of a lot of fun, actually.
I had one in the game in Super Bowl 32. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
And did you, when you got them, did you have like a temporary loss of vision, and then the headache comes?
Yeah, I have the same system, a cycle every time. I'd have my vision would go out for about 45 minutes to an hour.
Yep.
Once that returned, I'd have these pounding headaches.
That's it.
And then after that would go away, I'd have nausea and vomiting.
That's it.
You have the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I had that.
Exactly that.
And I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. I wouldn't. It was just,
I shouldn't
just
even brought it up, man. We'll both get them. We'll both have one within 10 minutes, man. My
no,
bad.
I'm not getting one. I'm not getting them anymore.
Davis.
I'm taking care of mine right now.
He's,
I got them.
A Hall of Famer, worked with the NFL Network, and a big, big day. Super Bowl Sunday, a special 8.5-hour edition of NFL Game Day Morning, airs at 9 a.m. Eastern. TD, good to see you, man.
My
Thanks
man,
so much.
Jim, always.
Appreciate you. All right, we're coming right back. Off to a good start.